1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Time to talk music news with our music expert who is back on Friday mornings for the first time in like 3 weeks, right, Gary?
It is. We did a couple Thursday specials.
Welcome back to Friday. Before we get started, what's your favorite Easter candy of all time?
Favorite Easter candy of all time?
All time.
Boys. You're generic chocolate.
Egg. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Not a jelly bean guy.
Okay. How's your bracket?
It went down with Kentucky.
Wow.
Which you feel bad about because that was the home team that beat them.
You didn't pick Oakland, right? You live right there.
I live right there. I'm a big fan of Oakland University in general, but, you know, just didn't see that one coming, and neither did how many million people.
I'm not sure whose bracket is left anymore.
I didn't really see it coming. I just said I was going to be a fan of Oakland, and I think they're going to be the darling of the tournament when they knocked off UW-Milwaukee, and they just happened to beat Kentucky right out of the gate.
Good call there. I'm watching for fun now. And I'll be watching in person tonight.
That's right. Yeah. You're going to the games in Detroit. Where are they in Detroit?
They're down at Little Caesars Arena, which is downtown.
Who plays at Little Caesars Arena?
That's where the Red Wings the Red Wings play and the Pistons do whatever it is that they do right now. That's where all the big concerts are.
You going to have pizza while you're there? It's the Little Caesars.
Possibly one of the times, there's no shortage of food offerings there.
What time is your first game?
First game, 7:29. Okay. 6:29 Milwaukee.
Right. Okay. All right.
And it'll be Purdue, it'll be a Big Ten game.
Who do you like?
Purdue-Gonzaga. I think Purdue's going to be tough to beat. I think, you know, with Kentucky.
Score 100 points last game?
Over 100 points.
They're tough. So I would say Purdue's looking pretty good here.
All right. Very good. All right, let's get started on music news. The biggest thing on the list this morning, Paul McCartney names his favorite Beatles song.
Yeah, and it's Here, There, and Everywhere. He did this on his podcast, his McCartney, A Life in Lyrics podcast, and he says, you know, he doesn't like to make that choice, but when pressed, he goes with Here, There, and Everywhere. You know, that's a song that's been played in countless romantic settings.
And what album did that come off of?
That was on Revolver.
On Revolver. And we have said on this program many times with you, Revolver is probably the most underrated Beatle album of all time. You know, everybody wants to talk about Sgt. Pepper. Everybody wants to talk about Rubber Soul.
And Abbey Road, I think Rubber Soul gets a short shrift too. I think a lot of those albums before Sgt. Pepper get short shrift, and Revolver certainly won. Rubber Soul certainly won. But yeah, McCartney, interestingly, he said that it was a song that was inspired by Fred Astaire. You know, and he said everybody talked about Fred Astaire as a dancer, but McCartney used to watch those movies as a kid, and, you know, he felt that he was a fine singer as well as a dancer.
Fred Astaire was a fine singer.
That's according to Paul McCartney.
Well, McCartney would know he's a fine singer.
I've seen those movies. They were, you know, he's a decent singer. I think he was a better dancer. But, you know,
yet Fred Astaire said Ginger Rogers was better than him because she had to do the same dance.
In heels.
Backward and in heels.
And in heels.
Yeah.
He was always a very, whenever you read about Fred Astaire talking about the people he worked with, always very gracious and generous.
So we wrote that song with Fred Astaire.
Which one of those Christmas specials is he the guy?
Fred Astaire, well, he's in White Christmas.
That would be a Christmas.
No, I mean the Rankin Bass stuff. He's the postman in something, isn't he?
Fred Astaire?
Isn't he the mailman in
Santa Claus is coming to town? That may be, or is that Danny Kaye does one too? He's the guy.
This will be a subject for further exploration.
I thought this was a music segment.
We're talking about a guy singing, so we're close.
It is Easter weekend, so we shouldn't be bringing up Christmas.
Well, I guess.
You want to give every holiday
It's due.
All right, let's stay on the Beatle train here, the Eric Clapton, George Harrison news.
Right. Well, it's actually Patty Harrison, who was there. Patty Harrison, Patty Clapton, you know. She was the wife of both Beatles, famously divorced from George after being wooed away by Eric Clapton, and they were married for some time. So Patty, known as Patty Boyd, had sold her private collection of artifacts, which includes a bunch of things from her marriage to the two guys, and that includes photos and letters. But the big item was the original painting by Theodore Fronsden that was used for the Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs album, the Derek and the Dominoes album. Clapton gifted it to Patty Boyd in the late 70s, and she sold it for a cool $2.5 million this week.
Cha-ching! And
considering that the entire lot of her memorabilia got $3.6 million, that's pretty good.
Oh, I'd be happy with that take.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Just to get it out of my house?
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take it. Cash me out, as they say.
Nice painting. It became iconic as part of the Layla album cover, and now it's in the hands of a private collector.
And, of course, Eric Clapton played on While My Guitar Gently Weeps on the
right.
White album with the Beatles, right? Another
right,
album. Another album that's always mentioned as the Beatles' greatest album.
Yeah, that one, although you got to, I can't go there on that one.
You know why? You know? Because it insists on itself.
Well, and it's a big album, you know. It has a lot of arguments being a two LP set.
I don't dislike it. I just don't think it's their best.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right. Okay. Where are we going? Do you want to talk about movies? Who's
going to
play who?
There's a lot going on, you know, in the movie world. First of all, we're learning, and let's take it to the stage first. Ryan Coogler, who we know as a movie director, most famously of Black Panther, is producing a jukebox movie musical centered around the music of Prince. This should not be confused with the upcoming stage musical adaptation of Purple Rain. This is going to be a separate jukebox musical based around the music of Prince.
What does that mean, a jukebox musical?
That just means they use the songs to create a story. Sometimes they do it biographically, like there's the Cher show.
But you have to you need to be licensed or get the approval of the Prince estate to do something like that,
right,
don't you?
Right, and so he apparently has.
Okay.
So that's going to be, that's one of the many things that's coming. There's a new documentary on the Beach Boys called, imaginatively, The Beach Boys. That's going to be premiering in April on HBO, and this was directed by Frank Marshall, co-directed by Frank Marshall, who did that great Bee Gees, getting my Bees confused.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
documentary. That was really, really good. And I'm sorry, I said HBO. The Beach Boys documentary is going to be on Disney Plus. And it'll be premiering on May 24th.
But if you haven't seen the Bee Gees documentary, that's one that's
it's
worth
really
watching.
Good.
Yeah,
really good. We have some news about this Bond Scott movie, the original, the original singer of AC/DC. It's called The Kid from Harvest Road, and after it started to get some attention and media mention, the producers, made an announcement and wanted people to know this is not a strict biopic. This is going to be a movie that presents the essence of where Bond Scott grew up with so that we could further understand, how he became Bond Scott and how AC/DC became AC/DC. Movie's currently in production. Lee Tiger Halley will be playing Bond Scott, and there isn't a release date for that one yet. Meanwhile, the Spinal Tap sequel is in production now in New Orleans, and
Have we waited too long for a Spinal Tap Part 2? I mean, not Ghostbusters is doing well at the theaters.
Yeah, not if it's good. We haven't waited too long. It's timeless, and you'll be able to go back to it. We just found out this week that Lars Ulrich from Metallica and Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers will be among the many musicians making cameos. It's expected that they're going to play previous drummers of Spinal Tap who blow up or whatever happens to you when you're a drummer in Spinal Tap. They also announced Fran Drescher will be back as Bobby Fleckman, the publicist. Other musicians who are going to appear in it.
Is Paul Schaefer, is he on board?
He's on board. Paul Schaefer.
Marty Fufkin.
Marty Fufkin. Yeah.
Paul
the
McCartney.
Kick me in the ass guy. Just kick me in the ass.
Yes, okay, yep.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney and Elton John are going to appear in the film. So it's going to be good. I mean, these guys, whenever you've seen the Spinal Tap stuff they've done, it's pretty good.
If they had done another one right away, you know, I don't think you'd have the chance of having a product that's as good.
I would agree with that.
A nice long time to go back and see what age has done to all
those
guys.
It's been marinating, no doubt.
Yeah.
And
they've talked about it, and I think there was a point where they weren't going to do it. You know, they did do a TV thing. You know, it wasn't really a Spinal Tap sequel, but, you know, and then the band went out on tour. They did a couple more albums. So they've managed to keep Spinal Tap alive, you know, through these, we're getting on 40 years for it.
Yeah.
Now. And so that'll, you know, I'm anxious to see what that is. We won't see it till next year, but they are in production now. And finally, in the movie beat, Jeremy Allen White, who's one part of The Bear, he is at least being heavily mentioned to portray Bruce Springsteen in a movie about the making of the Nebraska album. This is based on a book that came out last year, by Warren Zanes, and it's called Deliver Me From Nowhere. So we'll see if, you know, Jeremy Allen White, it's not confirmed, but it seems highly likely. And, you know, according to Deadline Hollywood, you know, this is also greenlit and ready to go. Scott Cooper, who directed the Jeff Bridges movie, Crazy Heart, is on tap to direct this. Springsteen and his manager, John Landau, are co-producers.
John Landau? Really?
Yeah. No, you know, you're not going to be able to make a movie like this without their participation.
Okay.
So this isn't going to be a tell-all or spill any stories.
No, it's actually a really good book, and it's about, you know, you might not think the making of Nebraska would, you know, which was an acoustic album, you know, he recorded to cassette and then put out as kind of a surprise in 1982. But there was a lot of drama to it. There was a lot of drama in Springsteen's life because he had just had his first big, big success with Hungry Heart, and there were huge expectations. And so for him to have dialed it back and made an album like Nebraska, yeah, really was very interesting. So we'll see. I am, by the way, slugging my way through my advanced screeners of the Bon Jovi docuseries, which isn't until the end of April. And
you've got the advances on it already?
I got the advances. It's very compelling.
Really?
How many hours of viewing is that?
I think, yesterday, the second episode is 90 minutes. First one was an hour. And I haven't looked. I thought they were 4 1-hour segments, but apparently, you know, like I said, the second one's an hour and a half, and that's the one that talks about Slippery When Wet and the New Jersey album and, you know, Doc McGee's drug bust and what Bon Jovi had to do is to help him stay out of jail and things like that. So that's the one that seems to have the most drama in it.
And where's that going to be streaming or airing?
That's on Hulu.
Okay.
And I believe that starts on the 26th of April.
All right. I know a couple of things. I know these things. I live and breathe. I know these are absolute facts. Tanya Tucker knows about two things. One, country music.
Yep.
Two is booze, and she's getting it on a Nashville bar. So she has stated.
Do you want a, you know, serious alcoholic to have a name on a bar?
She managed to put out a Grammy-winning album a couple of years ago.
Yeah, not the first one to do that. So she was going to open Tanya Tucker's Tequila Cantina on May 2nd, and that's going to be located inside Nudie's Honky Tonk on Broadway. So it's going to be a bar within a bar.
Where is Nudie's? Nudie's?
Oh, it's on Broadway.
Yeah, but where? What end of the... I'm trying to think.
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't been there for a few years.
I don't know my north, south, east.
Okay, so it's a bar in a bar?
If you're on Broadway, your sense of direction is probably a little impaired.
So here's the deal. If you walk into Nudie's now, they say, are you here for a cocktail? And you say, no, I'm here to get drunk. And they go, well, then you want to go into Tanya's.
You go to the second floor.
Part of the...
You want to go to the intensive care ward called Tanya Tucker's Bar inside our bar.
So that's going to open May 2nd.
All right.
and that'll be big fun.
Yeah, the intensive care ward. Yeah. All right, we're getting late here, Gary. What do you want to finish up with?
Well, why don't we? So the other thing I've been working my way through this morning is Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's album. It's out. Popped out, I think, a little before midnight. There was word that it had leaked. And we have 27, count them, big tracks. They're not all songs. Some of them are, you know, very short skits. One of them featuring Willie Nelson, the other featuring Dolly Parton. And she does cover Jolene on the album, and she changes the lyrics around to reflect her life a little bit. She's also got a very nice cover of the Beatles' Blackbird on here. And you've heard it? Yeah, oh yeah, no, I've been listening to it all morning before we spoke. It's not strictly a country album, nor did we expect it to be. It has a lot of country-type songs and a lot of country touches, but you've got a track like Spaghetti, which is a very strong hip-hop track. You've got another one called Bodyguard, which is a pop or rock song. You've got Just Fun, which has a gospel flavor. So, you know, it really is all over the board, but it's not as heavily contemporary as other Beyonce albums have been. It's not in that Drake lane, let's say, or it's not in the Miley Cyrus lane, even though Miley Cyrus is on the album. So is Post Malone among the guests. But it's actually a pretty good listen. And it may wind up being one of my favorite Beyonce albums just because it is very, very musical.
Well, when we speak in a week, it'll be the number one selling album in the country, right?
Oh, it's probably already there.
All right. You know, and streaming now. And everything else.
And we should note, too, as long as we're in the Beyonce lane, Taylor Swift's father, Scott Swift, will not be charged for the altercation with paparazzi in Australia earlier this year. You'll remember they were getting off a yacht cruise and he got into a pushing match with some of them. The Taylor Swift camp says that the paparazzi were being too aggressive.
He got what every paparazzi should get from a star's father.
Right.
Treated poorly.
Exactly. So he will not be charged by us.
No jury of his peers, which would be fathers, would find him guilty of anything.
Fathers with famous daughters.
Well, okay. Even
right,
that.
So.
Right. I'd even go less.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah. And we do.
Well, there it is.
No, that's not what I thought it was going to be at all. Damn, I was going to play Here, There, and Everywhere for you.
We can hum a few bars.
Yeah.
Good to be back to Friday. For me, it is anyway.
Good talking to you guys. Have a great holiday weekend.
Enjoy the basketball games tonight.
Planning on it.
All right.
Look for me on TV with my Bob and Brian hat.
I'll be watching like a hawk.
Did you see the guy with the Bob and Brian hat? I know that guy.
There you go.
All right, Gary, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.